With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, certainly people have had a chance to hear you all these years on radio, but now they get to see you on television because you will this evening be on WNED television offering what's being dubbed as a sneak peek into the 2014 Shaw Festival season.
Isn't that fun? Yes, I got to talk to Jackie Maxwell and to Elaine Calder and Odette Yazbek all about the upcoming season. And also getting the inside scoop on everything that was coming was fun, too.
So they'll finally get to see you on the television and offer your expertise on such a great topic.
Well, that's the scary part. I did a lot of listening. Jackie Maxwell is the artistic director of the Shaw Festival, a brilliant and engaging woman. And it was wonderful to hear how she puts the season together and what the logic of it is, just how it gets pieced together, how people get cast. So that's tonight at 9:30, and it airs on other times as well. Don't take the Shaw Festival for granted. We're lucky to have it right now. In our backyard.
Yeah, we truly are. I'm looking forward to watching that and hearing from you.
Thank you.
And I know that you had a chance to travel over to Alt Theater to see Orgasmo. I was careful how I said
it. You were careful. Orgasmo, for those who don't know this, and I didn't know this, there's a 1997 cult film. It's about a Mormon boy who knocks on the wrong door and gets involved in a life of porn so that he can pay for his upcoming wedding at the Mormon Tabernacle. And Orgasmo is sort of a porn superhero, and he ends up being a real superhero, and it's nothing but silliness. It is risque humor. So if you're the kind of person who at any point in your life has uttered the phrase, "I'm not a prude, but this is not the show for you."
Who comes up with these concepts?
Whoever made that movie. And just comically and coincidentally, I was also in Florida for part of the week where I saw a revival of a play called Making Porn. Wait, I don't know. These things come in waves.
Is this X-rated? I don't know if Theater Talk has become X-rated.
Both are silly comedies. I was down there also to see Liza Minnelli, who is embarking on another tour, this one called Simply Liza, and it began its tour at the beautiful Broward Center. I remembered walking in that I had been at the opening night of the brand new Broward Center several years ago, where I had the privilege of being seated with Mr. Abbott himself, George Abbott, the great director. His wife, Joy, found out that I was from Buffalo and at the time writing for Theater Week magazine and Theater Crafts and Lighting Dimensions, and she said, "Oh, George is from Salamanca. You must sit with George."
You always have those connections.
Well, I was charged to entertain the George Abbott for that evening, an unforgettable night. And it was also an unforgettable night to go back there for Liza Minnelli, who is, well, she's a mess.
But you said a hot mess earlier,
hot,
too, right?
Hot, but hot in the best possible. Let me explain it before all of the Liza fans call. She had twisted her ankle and could not stand on it. So she did her performance from a chair. She was not in great voice, had a bit of a cough. So things like when she's gearing up to do New York, New York, she realized at the climactic moment that her voice was about to fail her. So she stopped and she said to Billy Stritch, hold on, I need to do this well. And she tries again and goes into a fit of coughing. And he gets up from the piano and gives her a handkerchief and she turns up stage and then she comes back and says, "Billy, where were we?" And he says, "I have no idea." So they take it back, but then she just gears up, goes into that song. And of course, remember, New York, New York was written for her. And so once her voice eases into to songs like Maybe This Time, Liza with a Z, Ring Them Bells, it is just transcendent, and the audience goes berserk, standing ovation after standing ovation. And at the end, you feel, I have been present at something historic. This is the great Liza Minnelli, one of the greatest entertainers who ever lived, with a twisted ankle and a cough, and who cares?
Only she could be able to pull that off and gain respect in a show.
Absolutely. Just a genius. That same magic, I presume, that her mother also had. Phenomenal.
It does sound fantastic. Back here at home, The Who's Tommy is actually opening at a Musical Fair Theater.
Brilliant score, wonderful show. And we can all look forward to Tommy up at Musical Fair.
Well, with Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.